This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features on the site are free, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away, so enjoy that at freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content of the website. You go and submit whatever it is you think is interesting, whatever it is you find relevant, you think our listeners might enjoy. You submit it to the website, and then other listeners vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You may also vote on other things. And then the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. And it really is a great way for not only our listeners to interact with one another and to share interesting news and videos and blog posts, but it's also a great way for us to kind of get our finger on the pulse of what our listeners are looking to hear about and what our listeners are interested in. And today at the top of the blog, and by the way, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Joining you, Mark, you're here.
That's right, I'm here. I don't know why you took everything I said so literally. I said it could be as late as Thursday.
Oh, I didn't realize that. You just can't stay away. You can't get enough.
I love my job.
So,
my coworker, on the other hand.
We've got updates for you to start things out here tonight. First, the news out of Atlanta from CNN Justice. The city of Atlanta will pay $4.9 million to the family of Katherine Johnston. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, that's the little old lady that was trying to protect herself in her house police snitch gave bad information to the cops. They decided that was good enough for them. They busted in with a SWAT team and shot her dead.
Yeah, that's right. She was 92, by the way. And she was killed in a botched November 2006 drug raid, and she's not the only person who's been killed in such a raid. She's one of the oldest people to be murdered by the police, and perhaps that's why the city government people felt they needed to actually pay out so much in this particular case. I don't know if they would have given the same amount of money if it had been a 25-year-old man or something.
No,
like
they would
that.
Have planted something on him. Like, what'd they do with the guy in Alabama? Shoot, his name's not coming to mind.
Mississippi, you mean?
Was it Mississippi?
There's been so many of them.
Yeah, so many of them. They'll just plant stuff on them.
Johnston was shot to death by narcotics officers during a no-knock warrant raid. Investigators later determined the raid was based on falsified paperwork stating that illegal drugs were present in the home. The incident prompted a major overhaul of the Atlanta Police Drug Unit. All right, see, that's it.
That'll fix it.
Yep, they've overhauled the unit. The heck does that mean, anyway? We've overhauled it! Explain this to me. Anyway, of course, three former police officers were sentenced to prison terms for a cover-up that ensued. Johnston, so they did indeed, Mark, try to finagle their way out of this by covering it up after the fact, but it didn't work out. Johnston's family will receive $2.9 million sometime in fiscal 2011, and then the remaining $2 million will be paid in fiscal 2012. On or before August 15th, 2011. The payments represent the settlement of a lawsuit filed against the city by Sarah Dozier, Johnston's niece. Reed's office said in a statement initially filed in state court, the suit was moved to federal court where a judge ordered the parties to mediation. As the search warrant was being executed November 21st, 2006 at Johnston's home, she fired at officers with an old pistol, apparently believing her home was being broken into. She was right! Her home was being broken into. It's just that the men who
they won't use that terminology when the police do it. Isn't it strange?
Right.
You know, apparently reacting to her home being broken into. See, they didn't say that.
Yeah, so when they do it, it's not being broken into.
Right, it's not.
It's a lawful entry.
Right, that's exactly what it's like.
Six officers returned fire. Johnston's one shot went through her front door and over the officers' heads. They responded with 39 shots, hitting the elderly woman five times. Reed said in the statement.
It's quite a credit to their marksmanship, isn't it?
The resolution of this case is an important step in the healing process. Well, I don't know if they saw her.
Right, probably not.
The resolution of this case is an important step in the healing process for the city and its residents. And, of course, the residents are going to be the ones that have to heal from this because the city agents will not be held responsible for their actions as far as financially. The $4.9 million isn't coming from any of their pockets. It's coming from the taxpayers' pockets. So the taxpayers are being victimized here, and not quite in the same manner that Katherine Johnston was victimized, but they're victimized nonetheless. They are forced to pay for the mistakes of these people who purport to be their agents, but there's no actual there's no evidence whatsoever that they in any way are actually working for the taxpayers of the city of Atlanta. It's just that's the PR that we're all sold about this this particular criminal enterprise. This criminal enterprise gets to hold everybody else responsible for their mistakes. This criminal enterprise gets away with pretty much everything they do. It's very rare that cases like this will come up where they really botch it up so bad. They botch up on one hand by killing an old woman in her home, on the other hand by trying to cover it up and botching up the cover-up later on to where they were caught red-handed.
You notice it's always the low-level guys that get it, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are on the street level. They were given their orders to do whatever, and they never go after the big guys.
No, well, the judge that signed the warrant or whatever, he's not going to be held responsible for this. So, according to the story here, the narcotics, as a result of the incident, several police officers were indicted in federal and state court on charges and were later convicted and sentenced for their actions. Last year, former officer Jason Smith was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison, while former officers Greg Jr. and Arthur Tesler were sentenced to 5 and 6 years, respectively. Also, a fairly rare situation to actually see the police, individual members of the police, being somehow punished for this.
Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting to hear that, you know, they're going to be let out on good behavior, or, you know, there's some way, suspended sentence, whatever.
It's a shocking story, and you really pointed it out. It's her age. Mm-hmm. It all boils down to the fact that it was an old lady. If this had been somebody else of a different demographic and, age demographic, then, it would have been an entirely different story.
Yeah, they would have been made out to have been a killer, a cop killer, and indeed they did, by the way, attempt to plant these cops that were sentenced. They pleaded guilty to charges of voluntary manslaughter and making false statements, and one of the cops admitted to planting bags of marijuana in Johnston's home after her death. This is how it's done.
Now, I remember a story. I thought that this was the lady that actually shot two of the cops and then they still killed her. Is that what happened, or was that a different one out of the Atlanta area?
I don't remember that story.
They claim here that it was one shot that she took with her little pistol and it went over their heads.
Okay.
Probably warning whomever was busting through the door. But, you know, little did she realize that these guys have no intention of stopping. They want that gunshot so that they can return fire.
Yep. U.S. District Judge Julie Carnes ordered the three to split Johnston's funeral costs of $8,180.
Wow.
And to serve 3 years of supervised release after
they actually got money out of them. I can't believe it.
Yeah, they did.
Supervised release?
After they complete their prison terms.
Okay.
According to CNN affiliate WXIA, Smith, this is one of the officers. I pray daily for Ms. Johnston.
Johnston's dead. What good is praying?
I also pray other officers in Atlanta will have the moral fortitude I didn't have.
You know, I believe that generally when things like this happen, when something bad happens, that this is what the cops do. They try to cover it up. I'm not saying these guys wanted to shoot this old woman. I'm saying that these guys were sloppy in the way they went about getting their warrants. And I don't think that's entirely uncommon. Judges will sign just about anything, it seems to me. And they got unlucky. I'm sure that they can generally get lucky. They got unlucky. They picked an old woman, unfortunately, out of the hat, drew an old woman, I guess I should say. And, you know, their marijuana bags just weren't going to cut it. They just, even crack bags, they didn't have, whatever it is, they didn't have enough on them. But I'm sure that this happens more times than we can count.
Of course it does.
You're never going to, if somebody's lying there dead, having shot at cops, and there's drugs in the house, and it's a guy my age, 40-year-old male, there's no news story there.
Yeah, prosecutors even said that the officers regularly presented false information to obtain warrants, and they cut corners to make more time for lucrative side jobs providing additional security to businesses, often while on duty. and receiving cash payments. 1-800-259-9231. So this was business as usual for these guys.
I'm sure they're going to go back and review all of these cases that these guys have ever worked on, right?
More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You are invited to our website. We've got a lot of stuff there, and it's all free for you. The bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. lots to talk about, and it's free. So head over, get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word of the wise. Incorporate it. LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents over there, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. It's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
All right, so the updates aren't going to stop with the Katherine Johnston case, the outrageous case out of Atlanta, where the police murdered a 92-year-old woman on a botched drug raid. There's another one that we're going to get to here in a moment about the pastor who was beaten within inches of his life by the police. We'll get to that here. But first, your calls. Let's go to Andrew, listening in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hey. I'm calling tonight about the idea of a private protection agent. And the reason I would call this new concept a private protection agent is because, as you know, police and security officers tend to have a bad reputation. But the private protection agent would be similar to a peace officer of yesteryear and would be privately funded. He would be trained in domestic dispute resolution, conflict de-escalation, advanced negotiation techniques, in addition to the typical police fare of disarming would-be attackers, etc. And his or her funding could come from a membership, like AAA, part of an insurance policy, per diem, per call, charitable donations, etc. And I think this is a truly free market based alternative to police and will result in greater accountability, better service, and less cost.
You know, I think you bring up some really good points there in just the kind of training that would actually go into a free market protection agency where they're actually accountable and seeking donations from the public that they're supposedly serving rather than, you know, the current system that we have today where police are funded through, the threat of taking people's houses. And all of the things that you mention are not what the police come out to do today. They don't come out and seek to de-escalate the situation. They come out and seek to control it and then start ordering everybody around and, you know, do what they want from there.
Some do, some don't, but it doesn't seem like there's any accountability for the ones that that are looking with itchy trigger fingers that are looking for some trouble. I mean, I had a situation where I went through the TSA line, a police officer, town or city police officer here in New Hampshire, was there, and he's like, "You got a problem?" I mean, a cop, a grown man with gray hair says to me, "You got a problem?" I mean, he did everything but shove me.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre behavior.
Professional.
Well, you could file a complaint, Mark.
I have no intention. I don't even know what the guy's name is.
Well, if you did file a complaint, they wouldn't do anything about it.
It'd be pointless.
Right. Because it's administrative, and that just basically means that they can throw it away if they want.
And you would just need to file like a 91A request to get the officer's name. Of course, they probably wouldn't give it to you, so then you'd have to sue them in superior court, and then you could get the name, and then you could file the complaint.
Dying
so, easy process, yeah.
Also, guys, I was wondering, couldn't there be like an immobilizing net as opposed to a taser? It seems like the taser is more for pain compliance. Couldn't there just as easily be a gun that shoots like an immobilizing net that doesn't harm someone? It seems like it's more so about not only getting compliance, but also inflicting pain.
I don't know if that was the original intent behind the taser, but then again, that intentions don't matter a whit.
I don't think the taser is a terrible tool if it's used the way it was intended to be used, in the same way that I don't think the billy club is a terrible tool or the gun's a terrible tool.
Well, right, if they had accountability.
Used in the manner that they're supposed to.
Right, if these cops actually had a level of accountability, then if they were using the taser for pain compliance and that was not allowed and it's supposed to be not allowed, was the original intent not to do that. But then you could actually hold them accountable by not hiring them again or, taking it up with whoever it was that's in charge of that particular department and letting them know that, look, if your officers keep behaving this way, I'm going to pull my contract. This is not the kind of protection service that I had signed up for. But you can't do that here. There's no choice like that. So I like what you're saying. It's just that communicating these ideas to people is pretty tricky. I mean, this is pretty advanced liberty that we're talking about.
And
here.
You know, I think that it absolutely is advanced liberty, and it may very well be the kind of liberty that may exist beyond our lifetimes. We don't know.
Nah.
We just don't know. So I think that the best way to communicate these things is to talk to people mostly about the things they can get, which is they can get every, you know, the government handling cops, courts, and roads, and then you can handle the other issues pretty readily, it seems to me.
Yeah, I have no doubt that, you know, eventually it'll end up where in a kind of we'll end up in under a system that Andrew is describing, or not under, I guess that's the monopoly paradigm, but we'll have those services available to people. I don't know how it's going to get there, and I don't necessarily think it's going to start the way you're describing. It might be some kind of documenting service where, you know, these – who knows how the market's going to evolve in this, but I think Mark's bringing up a good point in that people aren't ready to really see this or understand it or consider it a viable alternative. And I think the market is going to have to sort of adapt and find a way to kind of get its foot in the door and get a start and get established to where it can start expanding out from there.
And that is really a tricky part. And Andrew, any ideas on how to get from here to there?
No, I just, I'm an idealist. So that's kind of, in an ideal society, that's what I would see. It would be interesting. I'd like to see a guy like Brad Jardis, who I know was on last night. I should have called Ben, but, interesting to see his perspective and maybe encourage a guy like him to start his own private protection agency and go from there.
Yeah, I love the idea.
The problem with your current private protection agency is these things exist already. You can hire Wackenhut to keep an eye on your house. You can hire Wackenhut to handle disputes that come up that are, you know, sort of minor disputes and things like that.
They do arbitration?
They wouldn't do arbitration, but they'll send a guy with a gun out and a badge.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's it immediately gets a different footing. I mean, if you got the neighbor's dogs coming over and killing your chickens, you send one of the Wackenhut guys over there, you know, it's gonna carry some weight. So this exists today. It's just that most people, the cops have superiority over security guards, and you know, many of the security guards wish they were police officers. And go ahead.
I would say to Mark that it doesn't exist because those type of services, they tend to initiate the most, they tend to use the most lethal remedies, as opposed to this service would be accountable to a customer and would be trying to use no to minimal force, the minimal force necessary.
I don't think Wackenhut uses lethal remedies. They aren't really allowed to carry guns from what I understand. I mean, every security guard I've ever seen has never been allowed to carry
guns. Some do, yeah.
Well, yeah, like private bodyguards or whatever, they definitely have guns. But whenever I've seen like a guard guarding some sort of a gated community or something like that, they've never had any sort of weaponry. Their job is to basically call the cops if somebody does
yeah,
something.
Right.
So there's a lot that needs to be done. And I absolutely agree with where you're coming from, Andrew. It's just that getting that start, getting that ball rolling, that's the tricky part because, well, I'm not the businessman who's going to be doing it, so I don't really have the vision for how it will be done. And you're competing with the monopoly, so it's pretty difficult to get in there. I hope we see some entrepreneur come and do the things you're talking about, and maybe it'll happen here in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You dial in. Bring up anything.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, including archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. You can get the last week's worth of shows there on the front page, and then if you click into the archives section, you'll go back to 2006, all totally free, but it is brought to you by HostGator.
That's right. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. And rather than using HostGator.com's portal, use HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. That way they know where it's coming from, and you don't have to use the coupon codes or anything complicated like that. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. And by the way, their website or their hosting 130% powered by wind, so it's environmentally friendly too.
It's amazing.
I don't know where this wind farm is.
All right, so 800-259-9231. A little bit more here. Another update. Some good news. More good news. I mean, I guess that Katherine Johnston's family was awarded $4.9 million is good news, but it's of course not good news for the taxpayers of Atlanta. That in the case of the 92-year-old woman that was shot to death by the police down there. In this man's case, he wasn't killed, but he was beaten severely. His name is Pastor Anderson, Pastor Stephen Anderson, and according to the PhoenixNewTimes.com. There's a little bit of more information here than I was aware of about this man, and it's pretty disturbing. No fan of freedom, according to the New Times, could appreciate the draconian Border Patrol Yuma County checkpoints on Interstate 8 near the Arizona-California border. These third-world-style roadblocks thwart the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable search and seizure, courtesy of a still-disputed 1976 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that allows them within 100 miles of international borders. Still, we're not thrilled with the acquittal of Tempe pastor Stephen Anderson on charges related to his protest of an Arizona side checkpoint, which left him tased and bloodied. It's not the outcome of the case that dampens our enthusiasm. People who protest these checkpoints ought to be treated humanely and not tortured with a taser and brutalized. But Anderson's no hero. He's a hate-spewing advocate of violence against innocence, and he claims his viewpoint is biblically based. Anderson told a radio station last year that he believes that all homosexuals should be executed. Not only does the right-winger believe President Obama deserves to die, he prays for Obama's death each night in his bedtime prayers.
Yeah, I remember that one, and yeah, that, there's nothing nice about that.
And I, you know, I wasn't aware that this guy was a scumbag, but nonetheless, he still doesn't deserve. And that's what the newspaper points out here, or the website points out, is that he doesn't deserve what happened to him. Those are the sorts of evil sentiments that repel sympathy, says the New Times. When we first heard of the abusive checkpoint stop, we grew indignant when looking at Anderson's picture of his own bloodied face. It used to fill us with indignation until Anderson made his preachings public. Now, the same picture just gives us a chuckle. Yet, as mentioned, the outcome of this case could be seen as a great thing. On Friday, a jury made up of people from Wellington, Arizona, folks who actually live near the checkpoint, acquitted Anderson of obstructing a highway and failing to obey a law officer. It seems likely that both the State Department of Public Safety and Border Patrol will temper their response the next time someone protests the checkpoint like Anderson did. The acquittal was the right decision, but it could have happened to a nicer guy. And so I think that's a good perspective, you know, for them to come out with on this.
I haven't heard these words out of the pastor's mouth that he prays for Obama's death every night.
They but do
I
have, provide a link to it.
I have seen these claims in the past, and it's just ugly. You know, it's not a way to win hearts and minds.
But nonetheless, the important news here is that this man who was pulled over. As many people are routinely pulled over at these checkpoints, these immigration checkpoints, the police state checkpoints, where they're demanding to know what's your citizenship? Are you a U.S. citizen? Or whatever it is that they ask people. And you can see some of the video footage from some really great video footage by Terry over at CheckpointUSA.org. He's got a great blog up where he goes through these checkpoints and he refuses to answer their questions. Well, this man also, I believe, refused to answer the question. He also refused to exit the car when they demanded that he do it. And they proceeded to, I believe, bust in his side window.
Yeah, they broke in the window. And
pull him through and then proceeded to literally just beat the crap out of him.
He was bloody for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, multiple agents beating on this man. And so it's pretty outrageous what happened to him. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of settlement in his case. They don't mention that in the story here. And I read a different one that was much shorter, so I went to find a lengthier one.
Well, he has just cleared the way by getting these charges dismissed.
So it would require a civil case probably after that, mm-hmm. in that instance. So a little bit of good news in that you don't have to bow down to these people. It's been proven now time and time again, and this man that because he took it to trial, he actually got a jury to agree with him. So it's been proven the guy from Checkpoint USA has been acquitted of his cases in the past. This guy's been acquitted as well. They're just intimidating you. They're just trying to scare you into going along to get along.
Well, they can scare the jury too, and there's no guarantee that because this jury did it that the next one won't.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to point this out to people, that if you're living down south or you're – I guess there's some of these are up north as well. If you encounter one of these citizenship checkpoints, you don't just have to you don't have to go along. You don't have to bow down to them.
Am I being detained?
Yeah. Am I free to go?
The problem with this system, though, is the border checkpoint people are not going to stop. They're going to keep doing this. I mean, Terry talked about after his court cases and beating them – all they did was move it down the road where he turns off so that they're avoiding him. Yeah. they're doing the exact same thing, but they know where he goes to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved down past that and continued on.
Wow. That's why we need people, more people like Terry,
mm-hmm.
who have the courage to say no. And unfortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. I just don't see it. I don't see that kind of resolve in the American
nationwide?
People. Yeah. Yeah, in the American people. And I think there's a truth to the statement that you get the government that you deserve. And I think that if you aren't willing to stand up for yourself, if you aren't willing to stand up for freedom, then, well, it'll all just be taken right away.
You know, government grows by its nature. I mean, the very nature of government grows. And it's the simple fact that it does that doesn't mean that people deserve it. But people need to understand that. What people don't get is that government grows and government is the main cause of tyranny. Hey, you know, when they wave the flags and they tell you you've got freedom, it's the people handing out the flags that are the problem, you know? I mean, those are the things that people don't get.
No, I don't mean to suggest that people deserve to be under tyranny or that people deserve to be, maybe the quote isn't the greatest, the idea that people get the government they deserve, but they certainly are going to get the government that they
allow.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
You go along to get along, and you're going to get what you get, and that is more government, more control, more taxes, more restrictions, more police state, more abuse, more violence, more breaking and entering by the police, more shooting of grandmothers, more shooting of innocent people, killing of babies, killing of dogs. When will you decide it's enough? When will you decide that you've had it? And when will you decide that not only is it enough and you've had it, but you're willing to actually do something about it besides bitch and moan? Because it's not easy to make that choice. You know, it's not easy because you start to understand that if you stick your head up above water, then that means that there's maybe a higher likelihood that they'll target you.
Or break your window, pull you out of the car, and beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, so it's
like
scary.
The pastor.
It's scary out there. And so I don't blame anybody for going along to get along. I mean, after all, that seems to be the safest path, and human beings are likely to take the path most traveled.
It's the survival instinct, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, people will submit because of their just desire to survive, and the government has become so oppressive and so powerful by taking all of these things for themselves and stealing the rights away from the people in the name of protecting them, that, you know, it's almost impossible to stand up against them, especially by yourself.
But what good is surviving if what you're surviving in is essentially a total police state?
It's serfdom.
Yeah, what good is that? What good is living if you can't live for yourself?
Got TV.
1-800-259-9231. Beer. TV and beer.
Six-pack.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there at the site, and we give them to you. Now, if you enjoy the fact that we give you the website for free, then we would ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and podcast, and more. Go get all the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal. Alternative options are also available at amp.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam, of course, joining us from obscuredtruth.com. Sam, you do a lot of video work when that's kind of your primary form of activism. And highly recommend people go there and visit and watch some of your videos. And actually, I just saw a video during the break. I went to the Checkpoint USA website, which is checkpointusa.org. And then when you click over to the blog is where you can see what Terry's been posting recently. And he always finds some real gems. It's not just Terry. Now, we've actually had Terry on the show in the past. He came up to visit New Hampshire, and he came into the studio, and heck of a nice guy. But his website isn't just Terry. He kind of started this, though, at least that I could tell. On the internet, Terry was the first that we became aware of to just refuse to go along with this checkpoint nonsense that is happening across the northern and southern borders of this country, and actually not just at the border, but within 100 miles of the border. They set up these checkpoints. Some of them are random. Some of them are permanent installations, and they are just wholesale demanding people to obey them. They're demanding information from them. They're demanding they pull over to secondary so they can be searched and harassed and removed from their car.
It's like they've never read the Fourth Amendment.
Most people probably haven't. Well, you mean the government bureaucrats.
Yes.
They may not have read it either, but it doesn't matter, even if they have read it. Well, the Fourth Amendment has that one word in it, reasonable,
yeah,
or unreasonable search and seizure, so clearly they believe everything they're doing is reasonable.
Of course they do.
And so Terry kind of started this process of recording his interactions and refusing to go along with what they're demanding. And I just found a video on his website. I'm going to dub it during the news break so we can play it back on the air. The audio needs a little bit of work, so we're going to work on that. We'll get it out there for you a little bit later on in the show tonight. But the guy that does this particular interaction with the Border Patrol in this case is exemplary. So we'll get to that. 800-259-9231. But so far, what we've been talking about this hour has been a little bit of good news. Some updates on some cases we've been covering for years on this program. Catherine Johnston, the 92-year-old woman shot to death by the police in Atlanta, her family being awarded $4.9 million by the people calling themselves the City of Atlanta. That in a federal lawsuit. Also, Pastor Stephen Anderson, who apparently is a bit of a bigot, but nonetheless didn't deserve to be pulled from his car and beaten half to death. He was also acquitted by a jury in the case of him being pulled over at one of these checkpoints. So you've got a couple different cases here, and maybe he's going to – I believe there may be a civil lawsuit involved in his case. I don't know what the status of that is. But you've got cases here where these governments are paying out, in many cases, millions of dollars because of the actions of their government bureaucrats, who are, for the most part, unaccountable. And this is costing these governments some money, which of course means it's actually costing taxpayers some money. And I think the reason, one of the reasons why the city of Atlanta might only be able to pay $2 million a year instead of $4.9 million all at once, maybe because they just don't have the money. A lot of government people are having kind of tough times these days, right, Sam?
They are. Right here from the ChicagoTribune.com, pension check may not be in the mail. Illinois' public employees who think that the state constitution guarantees that they'll get all their pension benefits.
Those words on paper, it must be true.
May have another think coming. Yes, it says think. Not thing. It's a good thing we have professionals with editors instead of these lousy blogs that get you know, bad sentences in there. So politicians and public labor unions, assurances aside, there's another not well-publicized school of thought that says if the pension funds go bust, the state has no obligation to step in and pay the benefits. This runs contrary to the popular view that the Illinois Constitution,
Illinois,
on its face, it's Illinois, man. I'm a Texan. Come on.
Except Texans.
On its face, guarantees that all public employee pension benefits will be fully paid. The belief is based on Article 13, Section 5 of the Illinois Constitution.
It ain't a real constitution if it ain't from Texas.
Membership in any pension or retirement system of the state, any unit of logical government or school district, ... shall be an enforceable contractual relationship, the benefit of which shall not be diminished or impaired. So there it is,
sounds
right there.
Glad.
Black and white, you have
enforceable
to pay the pension.
Contractual.
You know, it can't be diminished or impaired. Mm-hmm. Sounds solid, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not, according to legal opinion from Chicago law firm Sadly Austin, provided to me by so-and-so. The opinion acknowledges that the Constitution creates a contractual agreement between the workers and the state's employee pension funds, but it concludes that neither the Constitution nor the law says that the state is a guarantor of that obligation. Now, did you guys understand that?
No, I don't propose to understand anything that
okay.
they write down on that crap.
So their Constitution of the state says that the state is responsible for paying these benefits, that they cannot be diminished,
mm-hmm.
and that this is ironclad, but yet it's the pension fund that they created. It sounds like this separate entity off to the side. And if they go broke, well, it doesn't say that the state has to make up the shortfall.
Oh. So the pension fund is
its
not,
own entity. They're saying, yeah. Well, yes, you're guaranteed these rights, state employees. You know, we have to pay your pension funds, but don't come to us if it's broke.
We will pay your pension fund for the lifetime of the pension fund.
Yeah,
we'll pay your pensions for the lifetime of the fund.
We'll guarantee these rights, but just if it doesn't work out, don't come to us to guarantee that right for you.
Well, how could they anyway? I mean, you can't get blood from a stone, and the government is running dry at this point. So when they run out of cash, the only way that they're going to be able to save themselves is by dramatically increasing property taxes or whatever other taxes they have in Illinois.
By the way, the new Illinois Lieutenant Governor Blago, you know, of course, is on trial right now. They're the former governor, so he's a lieutenant governor's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's probably one of the few I hate to use terms uncorrupted, less corrupted politicians out there. This guy says, look, we're going to have to increase taxes. There's no way that the state can afford these pensions that we've got. We're going to have to increase taxes. There's no other place. It's either that or cut down on police and fire protection, and nobody wants that, right? Of course, that's where they always talk about.
Or as an alternative to increasing taxes, they can always go to the federal government and they could sell themselves out to the feds and then possibly get a bailout. That's a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
Which means everybody will pay for it. Instead of just the people in Illinois, then everybody that is paying any level of federal taxes will then be supporting their financial instability.
No, the federal government is so broke at this point, and they're monetizing so much debt, they're just going to print it, and everyone who holds dollars will end up paying for it through inflationary spending. And
but
so
they need a lot, don't they, in Illinois?
They do. Let me continue on here. The Sidley opinion argued that the state can become a guarantor only under the provision that says if a state pension fund runs out of assets, quote, any pension payable under law shall not be construed to be a legal obligation or debt of the state, but shall be held to be solely an obligation of such pension fund unless otherwise right. specifically provided by law creating
wow.
such fund.
So the fund is obligated to pay
yeah.
these debts, but if the fund is bankrupt, then toodles.
Yep, sorry.
Game's over, folks.
So all of these cops and school teachers and so forth who are just going along to get along thinking, oh, you know, I got to keep doing this because I'm going to be taken care of.
Right.
We may be screwing all of these other people out of their
homes look out for
and
me.
So forth, but
I'm
going to be okay.
Yeah. I don't think they're thinking
wrong.
That at all.
What?
I don't think that the bureaucrats think that. I think the bureaucrats
what are you talking about?
You they think totally they would stay in their jobs if they knew that, you know, they were going to be left out cold?
That's not what I'm trying to say.
In 20 years?
What I'm trying to say is I think that people believe that money comes from the government. I think that people believe that the government is a money machine.
Think the government workers believe the government is a money machine? They
yes.
know that it's stealing. They know that it's taking money from people in order to fund itself.
Sure, their taxes, but you know, people need those things.
Well, so
they don't even connect these things in their mind. They're doing a job. They're getting paid for the job just as they should. They're being compensated a fair wage because they do dangerous
and difficult work. Right. Well, no, I agree with you. They believe that the government is always going to be able to pay their pensions. That's what they've been going along.
Yes, I absolutely believe they believe that.
Right. So they've lived their lives as that with that belief. They've spent not only to their incomes, but they've spent beyond their incomes. Because the average American does spend to the level of income they have. It's poor fiscal responsibility. Of course, government bureaucrats are worse because they're expecting if they stay in the job for 20 years, they're going to get this pension for the rest of their lives. And so they've spent that way. They've gotten deep into houses and things like that. Let's come back and talk more about it. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.